Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 252.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's show is sponsored by the BeProfit app for e-commerce sellers. Need a clearer picture of your profit margins, or want an easier way to understand your ad spend, or looking for a fast way to analyze all of your Shopify store's data? Then the BeProfit app does it all for you. And like many of our listeners, I used to track a lot of my profits and expenses with all things like a spreadsheet. It worked for a while, but you know, my store started to scale up and it simply wasn't a viable method to accurately measure the profitability anymore. And that's where BeProfit now changes all of that for Shopify brands. It's currently available right now in the Shopify App Store. BeProfit gathers vast amounts of data in a blink of an eye with an auto integrations to a lot of the top ad platforms, AliExpress, and a lot more. But what BeProfit does next is to translate all of your first party, your Shopify store data into an intuitive and customizable all-in-one dashboard, providing you with valuable insights, and it literally allows you to zoom in on the metrics that matter most to your brand. You can even take full control of your data by creating and exporting your own custom reports. So that's pretty exciting. Discover your most valuable products, their top performing ads, best customer cohorts, and so much more, all with the BeProfit's intuitive profit dashboard. Now you can visit BeProfit.co and you can start a 7-day free trial, kind of kick the tires and see what this platform can do. Also, for e-commerce Fastlane listeners, you get access to an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Use code FL15 on any BeProfit plan. So you get a 7-day free trial, 15% off for life. Check them out today at BeProfit.co and use the discount code FL15. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I really do appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show today. I know there's plenty, for sure, plenty of podcast choices that are out there in e-commerce and the direct-to-consumer, even the marketing space. And just the fact that you're here today really does mean the world to me. And I know it means a ton to my featured guest today. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. New episodes are available twice weekly, and they're available with your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcast and Spotify, Google Podcast. We're also streaming live on Amazon Music and YouTube now, so you can check that out. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode because there's some links that you'll need. You'll go to your app, you'll click through to E-Commerce Fastlane, and there you'll have the transcript, all the links, and any resources that we mentioned today. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Judith Zhu, who is the product marketing manager for a company called Yotpo, Y-O-T-P-O. You've probably heard of them. If you're in the Shopify world, you'd likely have heard of Yotpo. They're a Plus technology partner. They have many parts of their platform, starting, I think, originally from the review side of the business, got into loyalty, got into SMS, and they're getting into a new part of their solution, which we're going to dig into today. I've had the pleasure, really, of interviewing Yotpo for many times on the show. It's amazing the amount of Shopify brands that are winning with their platform. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Today's episode is definitely not going to disappoint you. There's an exclusive podcast today that's going to share the next and exciting iteration of Yotpo. So hi, Judith. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thanks, Steve. I'm so excited to be here, and I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. Well, this is lovely. I know you're in New York, and thank you so much. I know time zones are like really wacky because I'm here on the West Coast, but I really appreciate you jumping on this call today and getting this recorded. I think this is an important milestone, I believe, for the Yotpo organization, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share what it is that you folks are now officially have launched out into the world. And now, I mentioned a bit about Yotpo at the top of the show, but can you summarize a bit for those listening today who are maybe not familiar with what the Yotpo platform does and how it helps Shopify brands to grow and scale?
Yeah, of course. So Yotpo solutions are really built to strengthen the relationships between brands and their customers. We do that through a series of powerful engagement, community advocacy, and retention tools. We've learned that now more than ever, brands need to focus on retention and lifetime value. So our goal is really to make retention easy and affordable for our growing brands.
Definitely retention is on a lot of brands' minds because they know that, I mean, this customer acquisition costs are quite high. I mean, iOS, you know, 14.5 upgrade and, you know, the quote unquote, the cookie apocalypse and all the things that are happening right now. It really is scary. Return on ad spend is going up because it's really hard to attribute a lot of things. And knowing that retention is the important thing, how do we maximize the value of our existing customers? How can we anticipate revenue long-term? And knowing that there's even like labels now, I mean, you can go to LinkedIn, you can retention marketing manager is actually a label and a job description of someone. They know it's an important role in a direct-to-consumer brand. So it's pretty interesting that this is kind of where Yotpo has kind of put their eggs in that basket, really helping from the retention side. I know that today is maybe not necessarily to talk about some of the core great features that are built into Yotpo, but it's to talk about something new and exciting that's being released for Shopify powered brands. So I'm going to pass the torch to you today and talk about some big news that you'd like to share.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. Today we're proud to announce the release of Yotpo subscriptions on Shopify. This is a new solution that will stay true to our mission of helping brands create long-lasting relationships with their customers. So Yotpo subscriptions is an intuitive subscriptions management solution that makes it easy for e-commerce brands to add a recurring revenue channel to their business. You know, with the unpredictability of the current e-commerce climate, we built a tool that helps online brands double down on retention in an easy, non-time intensive way. And yeah, Yotpo subscriptions is something that Shopify businesses can launch in under 10 minutes.
Wow. I know that I'm trying to think of the date. I think in 2020 is when Shopify released their subscription API. And I think a couple early partners got involved with building app around that subscription API, because I just love the predictability, exactly what you said. And just, you can anticipate the future revenue opportunities that are available. And so that's from the merchant side of it. But, you know, we also have to think about the other side. We have to think about the customer and the subscription benefits to them. Like, for example, I have a soap brand that I buy, like bar soap, and it's like I'm on a subscription. And that's one of the few things. I'm not really a big subscription person. But for me, in this particular case, I have enough cadence now, and I know how long my soap lasts. I like this soap. And so I buy it on a subscription offering. So literally every 2 months, 3 bars show up. For me, I don't have to think about it. The price is right. There was a subscribe and save offer. It made sense. And I like the product. And it's one less thing that I have to worry about. And I'm sure there's so many offerings out there in subscriptions that, and I think that's one thing I hope to unpack today. There's going to be some brands that are on the fence where I'm not sure if I can have a subscription offering or if customers would even see value in it. Or the other side is saying, I'm not sure that I'm ready to do it because I think the technology might be hard to implement. And so hopefully we can talk about a couple of those different topics. But first, let's talk a bit about maybe why, you know, you believe this. First of all, congratulations on Yotpo subscriptions. I think it's great to have another competitor in the space doing this because I think, you know, where there's competition, there's business. And I think it's a blue ocean right now of subscription opportunities for brands. I mean, it can't necessarily be owned by one or two major players. And it's great that you're kind of getting into that space and just offering value with your platform, which I really want to talk about the overall benefits now of that. But I just would like to talk about, why do you believe it's necessary as a driver and a growth lever, so to speak, for a Shopify store to get involved with subscriptions?
Yeah, and that's such a great question. So really for a couple of reasons. First, we can agree that acquiring new customers is actually getting harder and more expensive. There's an abundance of data out there that shows that it can cost 5 times more to acquire a new customer than it does to retain an existing one. And so that's, you know, big is for a small business, especially. Then there's the return to in-store shopping, which has brands wondering what the impact will be on their D2C sales, right? Yeah. And of course, with the market uncertainty, brands have been looking for ways to engage recurring revenue and cash flow. And so now we're seeing a trend of finding creative ways to retain customers. And it's all pointing to activating subscriptions channel. And of course, to your point about your soap subscription, at the end of the day, consumers know what and want subscriptions. According to Bernstein Research, nearly 80% of adults actually have access to at least one subscription service. And the average adult in the US has about 3 subscriptions per subscriber.
It just seems to be nonstop growing. You always hear about it. So it's so interesting to me. And I bring it up a lot on my merchant calls and just saying, it's okay that, you know, that you're selling leggings. I mean, leggings are great. I get it. But have you ever thought about getting a subscription legging company? Or, I mean, I have one underwear brand that I manage and just same thing. So, you know, have you ever thought about maybe getting your underwear in the subscription offering? It just seems to be more convenient. I mean, I can go through the laundry list of like all the different benefits of getting involved in subscription. Both parties win. There's the convenience factor on one side, and then on the other side, there's this predictable revenue on the other side. They seem to kind of work in tandem. I think that's one of the big benefits of getting involved with direct-to-consumer brand, but trying to get involved with a subscription offering. And now with Yotpo subscriptions, now you have that migration path, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes too. So one thing I want to get into is just about the technology in general. I don't know if you have any stats around all these sort of things, but the technologies here, we can facilitate these transactions on Shopify. A lot of times it goes through Shopify Payments, which is powered by Stripe. Sometimes they can go through third-party gateways, depending on the industry you're involved in. But the question is, and you've alluded to it already a little bit, but why do you believe that brands really need to have a subscription offering? Is it just the growth of the market, or just overall, love to hear your feelings on this?
Yeah, so a couple reasons, really. The subscription economy will grow to about $1.5 trillion by 2025, which is actually growing much faster than originally predicted. And there's a lot of implications to that. With the trend towards convenience, consumers, particularly, you know, millennials and Gen Z shoppers, want subscriptions. And if merchants aren't going to offer them, they need to know that their competitors might and will.
What's interesting about this whole industry right now, subscriptions in general, is that, you know, there are, you know, some notable competitors. And like I said at the top of the show, I think where there's competition, there's business. I also believe that there is a blue ocean of opportunity, because I'd say most brands on Shopify do not have a subscription offering. And with more than 2 million brands on Shopify, the opportunity is massive, hence why Yotpo is getting involved with this kind of offering. But I just would like to understand a little bit about maybe the technology behind it. And, you know, you're a little bit later to market, but that doesn't necessarily detract from the fact that you're Yotpo and you have a lot of engineering know-how behind you. So just would love to understand how you've differentiated yourself. API's been out since 2020, many beta partners, and, you know, all this. End of the day, like, what do you believe makes Yotpo subscriptions kind of different than others in the Shopify ecosystem that do subscriptions?
Yeah, totally. So starting the base layer for Yotpo, we've made it our business to know your customers, and merchants who are already using the Yotpo platform can leverage the data to nurture their customers into lifelong subscribers. So in that sense, we know how we can help you, what we can do to help you to reach out to and engage the right customers. So to list some of the cool things that you can do within the Yotpo ecosystem alone, you can reach out to your high review customers with the opportunity to subscribe with their most beloved products. Or you can reach out to your loyal customers, leverage your loyalty system to reward your subscribers for subscribing, sharing, and hitting subscriptions milestones. The possibilities are quite endless with just the Yotpo system alone. And we've built our product based on all the market research that we've done and truly, like, listen to what merchants are asking for.
One nice thing too, I love about the platform, because when you think about it, some of the challenges that come up is that when I get a new brand and I onboard them and I'm their merchant success manager, one of the first things I do is look at their tech stack. And, you know, I'd say a lot of brands, maybe they're on the Shopify Plus side, have thought about, you know, what email service provider they're using, what review platform are they using, what loyalty platform are they using, what SMS platform are they using, or obviously an app if they're in the subscription side of the business. And so when they have all these different pieces of technology, what's interesting to me is it's debt heavy from a tech side as far as being able to manage these individual pieces. And then from a marketer's perspective, sometimes it's challenging attribution wise and being able to do campaigns, or exactly what you just said, doing campaigns around certain milestones of certain customers. And so it gets very complicated when your individual pieces of technology, I'm not suggesting it's a duct tape, because there's some great individual standalone pieces of tech. I mean, Yotpo, if you want to do just SMS, you can. SMS Bump is for you. Or if you want to do reviews, you can. Or loyalty, you can. All separate and siloed. And that's fantastic. But if you really were to expand out the Yotpo platform into all its parts, now adding on subscription offerings, it sounds like, you know, soup to nuts, you're going to get in this whole, the whole customer journey is now fully managed now, from acquiring the customer, having the loyalty side of it, then having the reviews, getting all that organized post-purchase. And then you have a subscription offering. Like, it seems like it, the whole thing is just like a big flywheel now for you guys. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We're quite well known for, you know, our reviews, visual UGC, SMS, et cetera. So bringing subscriptions to market is really like a way to close a loop and make sure that, you know, we can address all the needs of brands in one marketing technology platform. It's really an all-in-one solution.
It just kind of reminds me of a story. I was talking to a brand, keep them anonymous for now, but one of the challenges they had is they're a Yotpo customer, which is great, but they're using a different subscription solution to manage their subscription. But the challenge is that the loyalty points were not being displayed from within cart. And I think part of it is just the communication is sometimes can be poor between a subscription app and a loyalty solution, and understanding either the logged in or the unknown customer, and trying to figure the whole checkout flow is a little bit disjointed. And, you know, that's some of his kind of frustrations. And so I'm trying to come up with a solution for him. And it sounds like, you know, for those that potentially that are Yotpo customers in, you know, in parts or all of your platform, and you want to get involved in subscription, like this is like almost like an easy win now, because you're already successfully implementing some or all of the Yotpo platform. Now you get access to subscription offerings, or you're, you know, migrating over from an existing partner because of a technology gap that's happening, or customer experience gap that's happening. So kudos. I'm going to make sure I put some notes in the show notes about that, because I think that in itself, the technology and how everybody talks to each other and how Yotpo works well, I'm sure there's going to be some more blog posts and things coming out about best practices about how all of the pieces of the Yotpo puzzle all work together. I do want to pivot to a story though, because I know that your app has been out for a while in beta. It's officially out now in public, but there was quite a few customers that I guess made the choice to kind of be a beta tester. And I understand that you would like to maybe talk a little bit about their story, who they are, and, you know, they implemented your solution, and then kind of what happened on the other side. What were the business outcomes, the KPIs that are notable you can discuss kind of publicly?
Yeah, totally. So one story I love telling, because I'm a huge fan of athleisure, is the story of Till You Collapse, who is a family-owned fitness apparel brand focused on delivering high-quality exercise apparel. So they're competing, obviously, in a very competitive and saturated retail industry. But Till You Collapse had to double down on retention efforts, since they were confident that they were delivering a good product. So, you know, when they first started using subscriptions a while back, they started seeing an increase in customer lifetime value and were happy with the consistent stream of business it was bringing in. However, they were facing major concerns with the flexibility of their subscriptions offering, and that was with another subscriptions provider at the time, but it was directly impacting their retention of subscribers. And they were also really worried about, you know, migrating and onboarding new subscriptions programs, since their previous program took a while to implement. So what our team was able to do was to onboard them quite seamlessly with virtually zero interruption to their business and customer experience. Anthony, the head of marketing over at Till You Collapse, was just super happy and surprised with how easy it was to migrate over and then how easy it was to add that layer of flexibility for their customers.
That's great. Is there any other KPIs that are kind of notable about them? So they were an existing plan and they migrated over. And then so how are things better being with the Yotpo subscription side versus maybe another partner?
Yeah. So this is a truly amazing story because in just one quarter, Till You Collapse was able to increase the overall number of recurring orders by by 20%. Mind you, this is from the busiest holiday shopping quarter to the slowest quarter. So yeah. And on top of that, by leveraging the SMS and subscriptions integration within Yotpo, they gathered 65 new subscriptions in signups from just one text. So not only did the team see an increase in overall retention, they also increased subscriber count by 20% in just a few days.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm thinking about there's going to be some existing subscription companies that are on the fence about, you know, is their program effective and is it working well for them? There's also going to be those listening today that are like, yeah, I see the value, you know, lifetime value, and just the predictability that comes with having subscription offering, both for the customer, like me, looking for soap every quarter. And then on the flip side, it's the brand, knowing that there's this recurring revenue coming in consistently. And that really helps with the growth driver of the brand. But, you know, so there's two different types of people listening today. And so one side is, what about customers that are on Shopify's legacy checkout? Because I think prior, you know, maybe about a year or so ago, you know, once this app came out or getting access to the subscription API, the idea was to migrate people over instead of being on a subdomain, like usually it was checkout dot or some kind of like subdomain. And that's so pretty much you were working with the third party. And subscription offerings were happening on a third party's checkout. And then at the end of that transaction, there was a webhook and it would come back and order completed. And then, you know, it would just continue on. The challenge with that was that there was a lot of cross-domain challenges of attribution. There was a lot of problems. I know on the plus side, there was a lot of challenges with using Shopify scripts because scripts runs natively in Shopify's checkout. You know, we have line item scripts, like actual line items in the cart or shipping scripts or payment scripts. And certain niceties, BOGOs and discount codes, all these fun things that you can do on the plus side of the business didn't work when someone chose a subscription offering. Hence why Shopify made a decision saying, hey, if you're going to build an app on our subscription API, it needs to be, instead of legacy on the subdomain, let's have it integrated. So am I right to assume that Yotpo subscriptions is on the integrated checkout? So that's number one question. And number two is that what's the migration path look like for those that are on either they're on legacy or they're on the integrated currently, but they want to migrate over to Yotpo? Maybe walk us through that.
Yeah. So to answer your first question, a lot of listeners actually probably are using subscriptions and have probably felt the pain point of the duplicate efforts with the checkouts. It's great to say for us that we have one of the deepest integrations with Shopify. So we built our subscriptions product with this concern in mind and ensured that, you know, everything is like seamless and there's no need to duplicate efforts. Even, you know, we've had merchants tell us that off of loyalty, they had to create codes for the loyalty product for Shopify, for Stripe, and then through whatever legacy product, subscriptions product they're using as well. And so that just takes up a lot of time that, you know, most brands don't have just readily available. And we just completely eliminated that for our users. And to answer your second question, I'm proud to say that traditionally it's been a big blocker to migrate from different subscriptions platforms. But we actually have a team of migration specialists that essentially are able to do the migration for you in under 48 hours with the lowest lift possible for our brands. And we promise zero business interruptions. So
that's lovely because I know that, you know, usually that legacy to integrated migration path has been more arduous than seamless, to be quite honest with you. There is benefits for the brand. And I think it also adds a better customer experience overall of people, you know, there's smart people that see it's going to a subdomain. It's just, it's a little bit kind of shifty, a little bit. And that's just kind of how the way it was. And now being integrated, meaning on your domain, your Shopify URL, all the things happen in the background. And it's nice to see that you've completely thought about and are executing on and have a dedicated team just for the migration path. Regardless if you're a current subscriber on a competing app, there is a migration path quite quickly, either legacy or integrated. Boom, that could be on Yotpo, and that's fine. And then obviously with the app being publicly available now, there's opportunity to get involved with subscriptions right now, literally downloading the app. We'll give that link in a minute and adding it onto your store. And then from there, going through the onboarding process. Maybe let's walk that through. What happens when someone goes to the app store right now? You know, they look up Yotpo subscriptions, they get the app, they download it into their admin because they want to start with subscriptions for, like, as a new channel for them. What's the process for this to be approved and connected to their payment gateway and then the offers that they want to have and subscribe and save? And just want to make sure people are clear about what the expectations are on their side and then how the technology can kind of work together.
Yeah, so we made Yotpo subscriptions extremely easy to launch. Most of our merchants are able to do it in an average of 8 minutes, which is awesome. We have a automated flow that it takes you through where you can build whatever subscriptions plan works for you and your product and add whatever products you want to for subscriptions, and then also customize your on-site widget and your customer portals and automated emails directly through the subscriptions app, and essentially hit go live and offer subscriptions and let it run in the background. So it's a really fun and easy process. And a lot of customers have told us that it's been extremely flexible and caters to their brand a lot more than other providers have.
Yeah, it's interesting about the customer portal, because I find that one of the big KPIs that subscription companies think about a lot is churn. They're trying to figure out, how do I mitigate that? And is it churn meaning I don't like the product anymore? And if something that's consumable, you know, words like flavor fatigue, there's other different types of like industry words that come up, you know, and it turns out that, you know, or I have too much product, and there's different tools and things to try to help avoid churn as much as possible. But part of it, I think, is maybe the customer experience around the customer portal, like meaning like this is where, and I know on one of the soap brand that I go to, you know, they have a really great portal in there where I can anticipate when my next subscription is coming up, and then, you know, I can change, I can pause, or I can ship now if I find out that I'm running, that I've used more than I anticipated. So more of a final question around the product itself, because it's so new and exciting right now, is that, you know, is there flexibility in the customer portal? Like, is the UI, the customer experience, does it blend nicely kind of out of the box for most brands, is number one. And then number two, is there ability to reskin it a bit, like CSS or other types of HTML or something in the, I guess, the widget that allows for managing a customer subscription? I'm just thinking from an experience perspective, because a lot of plus brands have spent a lot of time and energy and brain power to build a custom theme or a custom customer experience. And we want to make sure that maybe there's, you know, maybe the UI that comes out of the subscription systems right now out of Yotpo is perfect, but could you add some extra nuances or can it add to the current flavor of the brand? So just was curious about how each of those work with each other.
Yeah. So to answer your last question, we have the most like customizable customer experience portal for our brands, because we know that our brands understand the experience that the customers need to see to remain happy. We make the customer portal for seamless subscription experiences. We found that the more flexibility that you're offering your customers, the more likely they're actually likely to retain and stay with your product long term. So you can go into that customer portal, you can make it suited to your brand, you can enable your customers to add products, swap products, cancel products at will, and that make happy customers. And another thing we've added on is an automated email with a secure passwordless sign-in process, so that your customers aren't confused about where to go find their customer portal, how to manage it themselves. And it saves you time with customer service hours as well. So we've really thought through this frictionless experience for your customers, and we've made it possible for you to own it without using any code at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the key, though. You know, I guess one final question. I'm really getting under the hood now, and I'm not sure if this is in your wheelhouse or more engineering, but I find that a lot of times some brands complain that there's hard declines and there's soft declines on a subscription side. This is kind of more the retention manager's responsibility, but it's interesting to me that this comes up a lot, where soft decline would be, there could be a network error. It could be things like maybe the credit card has an expiry date. So the card is correct, just expiry date has changed since the prior time that they made their transaction a month prior. So there's hard or soft type of authorizations that can be declined. And then I don't know what the word is, dunning or what the word is, but there's some kind of word that associates a kind of how technically you manage a subscription and then have automation to help delicately nudge the customer along or retry to make sure we get a proper authorization. So is this something in your wheelhouse or is this more of an engineering question?
No, absolutely not. So we have automated emails that you can send out if a payment declines or something happens to quietly like nudge your customer. And that's something that we know is a huge concern for merchants. So that email is something that you can turn on, turn off, have it send in the background so that you don't have to worry about it. A lot of our merchants really say that the best thing that they could have with a subscription service is like a set and forget. And so that's really what we're aiming for as well.
All right. That's awesome. So how can people learn more about Yotpo subscriptions? Where do you want to send people today?
Yeah. So you can check out our website at www.yotpo.com/platform/subscriptions. Or you can download our app.
It's probably a long URL, but yeah. maybe search for probably what, Yotpo subscriptions? Would that be a good
term? Correct. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, I'll add all this stuff to the show notes then. So it'd be the main navigation. So I'm just looking at it right now. So yotpo.com under the platform high level, and then it shows down to subscriptions along with the other parts of Yotpo. So just to be clear, so Yotpo has a full range of products as part of an overall integrated platform. You know, they are available individually for those. And I've had individual parts of that platform on my show, the SMS side, I've had the loyalty side on, I've had the review side on. I'm so glad now I finally have someone on this brand new release of the subscription side. So individually, these pieces are all available to brands. And as you mature or you get some complexity and it just kind of makes sense for you, you can easily add on each part of Yotpo as you go. And I think that's great. And so hopefully today, I just want to thank you, number one, for coming on the show and kind of giving me, I guess, the podcast kind of worldwide release, so to speak, of Yotpo subscriptions. I think this is it's necessary and a needed piece of your technology, your tech stack. I think it's great. Those brands listening today, if you are not on subscription, it's very clear, Judith has shared, that the migration path is very easy to kind of get the app, download it, install it, and come up with your marketing plan around what your subscribe and save offers are going to be for your merchants. Certainly worth the test. And it sounds like you have this 48-hour kind of migration path of existing customers on other platforms, other subscription apps. So I think that's incredible. And once again, I wanted to thank you for, you know, coming on the show and sharing this opportunity. I think this is a really exciting iteration in the Yotpo's never-ending iteration. So this is fantastic.
Thank you again, Steve, for having me on E-commerce Fastlane.
All right, my pleasure. Have yourself a great evening.
You as well.
Today's episode is brought to you by BeProfit, the all-in-one profit analysis dashboard for Shopify e-commerce brands. Get a grip on all of your store's data and start making data-driven decisions to optimize your profitability today. Make the most of your store and discover the true power of BeProfit by visiting BeProfit.co. And don't forget to use the code FL15, that's FL15, for an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.